You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
And this is the
Hosting Hotline. If you want to be a part of the Hosting Hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, share your challenges. It'll feel good just to get it off your chest. Record your voice. We'll share it here on the podcast. If we don't have the answer for it, we've been known to bring in our expert friends to help, and then everyone else will learn from the challenges you're facing. It's super helpful. This week, we got a question from Cam.
Hey ladies, thanks so much for taking our questions. Love the podcast. My question is, when do I need to worry about 1099s and who do I need to issue 1099s to as it relates to my hosting business? Thanks again.
All right, Annette, please give our disclaimer.
Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. We are not CPAs. We have not read tax code. We are not responsible in any way, shape, or form.
It's not funny, but it's true. Yeah.
No. So again.
But we know a thing about 1099s. I will say that. Yes. We have experience. We feel confident.
So right after the asterisk, 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 we are not CPAs. We are going to give you our knowledge on 1099s. But number one, this is like an excellent, excellent time to reach out to your CPA and start tax prep.
January is too late, y'all.
Yeah, they will be so excited that you are ahead of it, ahead of the game, time before the holidays and the end of the year to tackle this stuff. We're going to give you our broad knowledge that we do have because we do issue 1099s, and Sarah and I both have in multiple businesses for like 20 years now. So again, consult with your CPA, you know, in your individual state, but we're going to give you some of the blanket knowledge that we have.
So 1099s are, what is it, non-employee compensation. I think 1099-NEC. And those are individuals who are not on your payroll. And not your payroll in terms of like a blanket statement, but truly like actual payroll. They are, you do not issue them a W-2, but they perform services for you above $600.
Really, the main point of a 1099 is that you are not withholding taxes from that person's compensation. That's why like a W-2'd employee, you are withholding the compensation. So it's essentially alerting the IRS that this person is earning wages or invoicing you for work done, and there haven't been any withholdings.
Right. And the magic number there is 600. So if you're paying someone under $600, it's just like maybe like a one-off small situation, you don't have to worry about this. But in our business, that's related to something that is near and dear to our hearts, which is our cleaning team, our turnover team.
Inspectors.
Our inspectors. If they are not your employees, you don't issue them a W-2, you don't withhold taxes on their behalf, then you need to issue them a W-9 when you first engage with them, or if you haven't done this yet, have them fill out a W-9. Quick tip, when I engage a new cleaner and I'm bringing them on and I'm really hopeful, like maybe we've done a couple cleans and I feel really good about us having a good
relationship,
I will say, excellent, here's a W-9. As soon as you get that back to me, I will issue, you know, I will pay your invoice. Because I need this, because you don't want to be caught in January
chasing them around.
This also brings up a tough conversation that I actually talked about inside of our membership of, what if a cleaner doesn't want you to issue a 1099 in it?
They probably shouldn't be part of your team.
It's tough.
It's tough. I know we still live in a world where
it's complicated.
People like to be paid with cash. And I know they're in certain areas. It's just difficult for you as a business owner. That's really difficult. You could say, I'll withhold it and pay them less the what you want to withhold for their compensation. But that is a tricky situation. We are gonna advise you to steer clear of completely for sure on that. And flip side of this, just FYI, let's say you're working with a company, a corporation they do not need to be issued a 1099. You could still do it. I err on the side of caution. So let's say you use a larger, let's say nationwide HVAC company or plumbing company. Most likely they probably don't need to be issued a 1099, but I would just prepare them, send them out. It, no harm, no foul. But definitely this is the time to look through every service provider that you have and get those dialed in. Because guess what? You're going to be ahead of the game. And if they haven't done this, they're going to be bombarded come January. These are required to be turned in by the end of January. This is something that you don't want to turn in late because you can get penalized for late filing. But here's some encouraging words. You can do this on your own. You can file these online. I don't want you to be intimidated. Your bookkeeper and or CPA will charge you to file these if you ask them to. So you can do this on your own, but I would at least, you know, chat with them ahead of time. Let them know that you're issuing them.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist? Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
This is why it's important in your books, whether you use QuickBooks or Wave or some sort of online bookkeeping software, when you get a clean, right, you are probably going to mark it as some sort of expense, however your CPA wants you to categorize it. But then I always add on there who that person is, right? And whether that person gives you their invoice via email, I'll create a bill inside of our software and connect the two so that at the end of the year, I can just pull up and see how much I owe Susie. Right? Like on one report, this is why issuing the 1099 is very easy because I can audit and say, well, I sent Susie this much. And so that's what her 1099 should say that I paid her out. It's that easy, but it is our responsibility as operators and business owners to keep track of this and to issue them on time.
And if you're issuing them, let's say you have a virtual assistant, you have a reservation specialist, you have someone helping you with social media or your website.
All these people.
All of them need to be issued one, not just people in your city or state. So this is something that you need to issue for anyone that is doing work for you. Again, overseas, I'm just going to say, talk to your CPA.
I know that with today's world of virtual assistants overseas aside, like virtual assistants within the US, different states have different things. So if you have a lot of virtual help from people outside of your state, definitely get the advice from your CPA and what to do with those. But it's your responsibility. Do it now. It is the perfect time. Don't wait too much longer. Start your audit now of all of your vendors that you have paid out this year and start a running tab. That way you're not doing this like right after the holiday. You're kind of like really relaxed. Like start this work now a little bit so it's not such a big thing in January.
Inch by inch, it's a cinch. Okay. Yard by yard, it's really hard.
TFE dad.
How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
No, we can't eat elephants. We're vegetarians.
But isn't that a saying too?
Yeah, but we all no longer kill two birds with one stone. We feed two birds with one scone, Annette.
You've been saying that lately.
Because I got yelled at in our DMs.
Oh, because we're hurting animals?
Yeah.
We love animals. We're pet friendly.
What the heck? I'm just sharing with you. The saying is different now. And we don't eat elephant either.
I don't think we should be feeding birds scones, though.
Remember? We probably shouldn't.
We were just in Central Park and Sarah and I were very upset with this woman that climbed over the fence with her children to feed them from their leftover lunch.
Yeah.
She was feeding two birds with her scone and we were not happy about it.
You know what? We just eliminate that saying altogether. Before this episode gets too off the rails, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.